I'm in the rows, you don't roll right. It's Tiger and Chris Brown in MFM. It's called Ayo. Bring us to 3:15 on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon in Stellenbosch. Listen, I was watching, scrolling through the internet earlier today, Mark Allen, and the weatherman lied to me because apparently it was supposed to be partly cloudy with the chance of showers today, and that's not true.
No, it's not. It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's very much so. As you can hear, we have Mark Allen in the studio. It means that we're doing one thing only.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
Definitely. Mark Allen, very much welcome back to the show. I haven't
Good
seen
afternoon.
You in like 3 weeks, four weeks.
Yes, it's bad.
Yeah, it's been bad. I've had Tia in the studio, so...
That's okay.
So he hasn't destroyed anything. So
Not yet.
Still intact.
Okay, good. Because I'll have to teach him better than that.
Cool. Listen, off air, we were chatting about WhatsApp and the new feature that they have that I absolutely love. Let's chat about this.
Yes. I mean, we've seen the sort of at mention idea where you basically put an at in front of someone's username and it notifies the person or it draws attention. So I don't know how many group chats you're on, said to, but I'm on like some of these group chats that are like how many thousand people, and then I mean not thousand but at least 100, and then you don't concentrate the whole time.
In fact, I've muted all my groups.
Exactly. That's,
I've gotten
that
to
was
that
the other
point.
Awesome function that added to mute the group. But now, if someone wants to get your attention, they can use this function, and they just basically a message, and they put your at in front of your name, which
awesome.
Is very similar to Twitter and a few other chat clients that use it. But it's quite cool.
I mean, isn't the same person who owns WhatsApp own Twitter as well?
No, it's Facebook. So Facebook and WhatsApp. They're gonna see. You can see they're converging.
I see. They're trying to do the same things across all their platforms, which
exactly.
is kind of very nice. Also, free VPN.
Yes. Have you ever used the Opera browser?
Yes, ages ago.
Ages
2011.
Ago. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. You've
time.
Got a date.
Yes. I
haven't used it for probably the same amount of time, and it's been ongoing. And what is really interesting is they've released two cool features, which is basically built-in ad blocking. Which is quite nice. For the other ad blockers, you have to like add an add-on for the other browsers. And then there's this new concept of free VPN. So what does that mean? Setu, will you tell us quickly what VPN means?
I actually don't know, Mark,
okay.
To be honest. Please inform me and my listeners.
The simplest answer is it makes you look like you're surfing the internet from somewhere else.
Oh.
So if you open up the VPN, switch the VPN on, it looks to other users of the internet that you're coming from America or Canada or USA and not South Africa. So it does help with a kind of either privacy, and I see you smiling. Some people use this mechanism to do Netflix before it was in South Africa. And a lot of sort of services block you. So you can't have access to this content because you're not in the UK, or you can't watch the BBC player because whatever the case might be.
True.
So that's the one use of it. But I think the biggest use of it would be that you have some form of better privacy. People can't trace what you're doing. So that's quite cool. I think we should check it out and see what Opera is doing these days.
Very, very interesting. Now, that would be a throwback to go back to Opera.
I've installed it.
Remember. Do you have it on your phone?
I've installed it. I had it. No, but not anymore.
Is it?
No.
Yeah. I even remember the type of phone I had when I had it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's ages ago. Now, this I'm excited about. SuperSport Live to live stream on Facebook very soon.
Yes. I mean, it looks like Facebook is really pushing this live stream mechanism. SuperSport is cool for South Africa, but I see they've also signed a deal with ABC to do the streaming of the presidential debates in America, whether we really care about that or not. But the fact is that it's a massive audience that they're targeting, and it's going to be cool. I think it'll be nice. It looks like it's going to be free, so these kind of free sort of streams via the Facebook platform.
Really cool.
It's kind of cool. In this case, it's the Varsity Sports Football Final. And between UJ and Tut. So that's going to be on Thursday at 5:15. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah. So make sure you go check it out. In fact, download the Marty's app as well. So that you can check out all of these little
events.
Things that are on there and the events and information that you can find on there
Definitely.
As well. Now, app focus time.
Yes, there's a few apps. And I like to add every now and then add a few apps that's new. And one of the apps that really just launched was this Google Trips. So to manage your trip, and it, you know, as soon as Google launches something, you know, there's obviously a need for it, and they've seen
thought people. About, yeah.
So it nicely integrates with your Google ecosystem. You've got a Google account, you've got Google email. It just picks up your bookings. So you've got flight bookings or travel bookings or hotel bookings. It just picks it up from your email, and it just puts it there, and it's quite cool. I installed it, and it works very nicely.
I love this. I absolutely love this.
Yeah, so it's like automatic and thing. And the other one, if you don't necessarily like Google Trips, you can also use the one that's called TripIt, which is like has been almost like industry standard the last.
I've never heard of it, to be quite honest.
Yeah, it's one of those that's because a lot of downloads. Similar concept.
Mm.
Organize your trip. Have everything, your e-tickets, everything together. You know, and sort of plan your itinerary for your trip, which is quite cool.
Absolutely amazing. I always love apps that actually make my life easier.
Yes, and you don't have to do anything.
That's great. Cool. That's great. Now, a bit of admin. You say people need to update details?
I think there's two things that I'd like to just remind people. They need to update their contact details. Do we have your latest contact details? And the way to update your contact details is to go to my.sun@ac.za and you go to the personal details icon. Mm-hmm. And that icon allows you to update your cell phone number and your email address. And as we all know, currently it's important that we be able to tell you about, you know, classes changing or environment changing and what's happening on campus and so forth. So make sure you do that and have your details updated with the latest details.
And can people do that via the app as well, or do they need to do that?
No, they still have to do that via my.sun@ac.za.
Oh, okay.
There was one other thing that popped into my mailbox just as I walked in, and that's a big spam warning that's come. It looks like it's coming from the IT division. We will never send you an email telling you to update your username and password. So that's the golden rule. Mm-hmm. We will never ask you for your username and password via email. So if you get an email, it looks really legit. It looks like it's coming from the Stellenbosch University IT department. Mm-hmm. Ignore it. Delete
it. Sure. And we need to be smart about these things and really think about it. And if you're not sure, just call IT department and say, hey guys, did you send me an email asking me about this?
Exactly.
Which will be a great way to move forward with it. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark Allen. I'll see you in 2 weeks' time again.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.